One of my many, many fantasies in life is me just waking up. It's early in the morning, God knows what time it is. And all I know is that I'm by myself in bed, being a huge blanket burrito with nothing in the sheets. And I look over and you're not there. After looking over, I turn my head to see you walking back into the room with nothing but a towel wrapped around your waist and your wet, messy hair, which instantly caught my attention. You chuckled and you give me a good morning, sleepyhead, which makes me say good morning to you, making you come over towards me with just the simplicity of my finger. You walk over and give me a nice kiss on the lips, which then I grab your towel to tug on it to make you come closer and give me another one, but a longer one and more passionate one. And during that one, I innocently tugged more of your towel, making it drop to the floor. Which then I pulled away to look up at you innocently, saying, "Oops, my mistake." You rolled your eyes at me, but you didn't get mad at me. Instead, you grabbed my face and kissed me more, pushing me back on the bed, laying down on my back with you on top of me. You're not that heavy. Don't worry about it. Our naked bodies are at it again, as if we were recreating what happened last night. Just kissing on our lips. Kisses down our neck, collarbone, chest, anywhere, with our hands exploring anywhere and everywhere, which made you move your lips south, making you go down to my breasts, lightly teasing my nipples by just grazing your tongue ever so slowly. I know you like teasing me, so I wasn't mad about that. You do that for a while before moving your lips down to kiss my stomach, and then giving my inner thighs some much needed bites. Some bites and rubs before you finally began spoiling my already soaked pussy. Feeling your wet tongue graze up and down my slit, which instantly made me arch my back because it made my ache for you grow by the second. Your hands just gripping my waist, gripping my hips, digging your nails into them before finally just devouring everything of me. Your touch, your mouth, your tongue, your eyes, just everything of you just making my body squirm and squirm by the second. You do the occasional moaning into my pussy, because you know how much I like that. Makes me feel like there's a whole ass vibrator on my pussy. But it was much better. It was your mouth that I wanted more and more of. And I know you were craving. You were craving me and my sweet yet salty, delicious taste. You kept eating me like it was your last supper. But it was in the morning, so I'm assuming that I was your first meal of the day. My hands, my fingers were running through your hair over and over again. Just moaning and telling you how much I needed it. Even though last night was amazing, I still wanted more. I can never get enough of you. Probably never will. Kept squirming and squirming. Then when I felt my orgasm coming, I tugged on your hair and I just began grinding on your pretty little face. And you kept telling me to come. Come for me. Come for me, baby. Keep moaning. Tell me how much you like it. Tell me how much you want me. And I did all that because of how good of a girl I am for you. And after I did all of that, I finally came. Finally came, and you drank. And you took every little drop of my cum and juices. Licking me all clean. Gets all sensitive afterwards, so I just kept squirming and making you stop. And then I bring your face over to mine to return the kisses before it was my turn to spoil you. I flipped this over so that you were on your back, and then I teased you just the way you teased me. Sending wet, slow kisses down your body before letting my eyes meet your already erected cock. Grabbing the shaft, just stroking it slowly, kind of giving it a massage, before grazing my tongue all over your tip, over and over again, with my eyes on yours. I knew you liked it, and trust me, it was just starting. I grabbed your balls with my other hand. I'm getting flustered just thinking about just your cock in my face. And it was the morning, and I was so eager. I didn't want to waste any more time, so I just took your cock in my mouth. And I just went up and down, up and down, making it so nice and wet. Your moans, your grunts, your groans, your words were music to my ears, and I didn't want it to end. But I kept my teasing to add a little flavor to this with my hands rubbing your inner thighs, giving them little massages. Pinching them now and then, just to amp it up, to make me, I don't know, to make me eager. Then, took your cock out of my mouth, stroked it a bit more, before getting up on my knees to straddle your waist, letting your aching tip run along my sled ever so slowly, with my eyes on yours, feeling your hands gripping my waist, just gripping it as hard as you could, because that's how much you wanted me. And I couldn't take it anymore, and I just slowly sat myself down on your cock, just feeling your thickness slide slowly deep in me, just opening me up, feeling myself be split open once again. Letting you feel my warmth, my heat. And then I moved my hips ever so slowly just to start out. With my hands on your chest and just lightly, maybe even deeply, dragging my nails down your chest. As even though I wanted to tease you. I wanted to tease you. But, God, every time I'm with you, I just want more and more of you. Everything you do, everything you say to me, when I'm next to you, I just ache more and more of you. I finally snapped out of it and just moved up and down and I took your cock, and I owned your cock, just rode it, showing you whose cock that was, and I was showing you whose pussy that was, because I own your cock. And you own my pussy. I'm all yours and you're all mine. In many different ways, but this time, the heat of the moment just got more and more with your hands moving to my ass. I know you love my ass. I also love my own ass, but you moved your hands to my ass, just gripping it, spanking it, rubbing it, massaging it, taking it as yours. I leaned down to give your neck bites and kisses and licks and lightly sucking on it before moving my lips to my ear and nibbling on it, then telling you and whispering to you how badly I was thinking about your cock all night. When you were sleeping next to me, all I wanted to do was just put it in my mouth, take it in my hand, or fuck it in my pussy. When I'm on top, when I'm riding you, it's like a whole nother experience. And I know you wanted it to be your turn, so I let you. Took your cock out of my pussy, and then proceeded to lay down and lay back, showing you that it was your turn to give me what I want. Then you got up on your knees, hovered over me, looked at me dead in the eye, while you just grabbed your cock and just slapped it a couple times against my entrance, making me laugh, but making me just run my nails down your sides before you finally just slid it in me like a glove. And then As soon as your hips started moving, I wrapped my legs around you because this time I didn't want to let go. I didn't want this to end. I wanted this to keep going. I placed my hands on your back, bringing you closer to me, just making out with you, kissing you over and over again, before feeling your lips on my neck and feeling you moaning on my skin, which drives me even more crazy. God, you just kept moaning and just grunting, telling me how good this pussy felt around your cock. How tight I was, how warm I was, how much you needed me. And I told you how much I needed you. Just, it was never ending. And I know for a fact that we both didn't want it to end. We just kept going faster and faster. At this point, we just need each other. The passion, the heat between us, it was too much. It was overbearing and we just needed a release. I could feel my walls clenching around your cock as I got closer, tightening my legs around you, just giving you a sign that I was about to come. You noticed, you smirked, and you proceeded to bring your hand down to rub my clit, making me whimper like a little girl. Fuck, you made me whimper so much just by rubbing my little clit. After you did that a couple times, I finally let go and I just came and I didn't hold anything back. I told you to come. I told you to unleash everything. This is our moment. This is between you and me. Nothing else matters right now. Let it all out. Let everything go. Let it out right now. Please, baby, just let it out, please. Let it out inside your good girl, please. You finally did. Oh, your warm, thick load just goes inside of me. My moans become just sighs of relief, just feeling great that we fulfilled our necessary goals. We needed each other, and we got each other. We just stayed in that position for a little while longer. Until one of us got the courage to get up and say, I'll make some breakfast for both of us. Stay in bed. And that's one of my many, many fantasies.